above all, he was a man who did it his way. And I like those people who buck the trends and buck authority without sort of criminalizing themselves, if you know what I mean, who like to be a cut above the rest, or a cut, you know, to the side of the rest, or the bottom, I mean, depending on how you see him. But he was basically a guy who did it how he wanted to do it, and I experienced that myself.
So you actually got to meet Bowie on the set of Labyrinth, which David Bowie starred in, and you were also one of the cast of Labyrinth. So how was it for you meeting him?
You know, it was one of those surreal moments that will obviously be with you forever, because, you know, I got to record on a David Bowie written song at the most famous recording studio in the world, Abbey Road Studios, for probably one of the most respected directors ever, Jim Henson of, you know, Muppet fame. And I got to do that all in one job. You know, to be in the studio with Bowie, you know, making a record is just ridiculous. I mean, if I think about people that have done that before me, Luther Vandross, Mick Jagger, Freddie Mercury, you know, so I was touched by the star man.
And, you know, from all accounts of people who have met or filmed with him, he was a man of great wits. He was a very gracious guy as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember the first thing he said to me, he wanted to know what was happening on the streets. That was the first thing he said to me. He wanted to know. He said, what am I missing out? Or, you know, what's good out there? Matt? You know, that kind of thing.
What's interesting as well, when you say he wanted to know what was happening, what was current. There's a couple of videos out on YouTube that people watch. One is a BBC One Ozone special where he's talking about the fact he likes a guy called Gerald and he likes Goldie. You know, and then there's another clip from an MTV interview where he's saying, you know, what about young black people who want to see somebody they can relate to on MTV? Yes. And I can't see that. And he really stands up for the young black teenager. And, you know, so he said he'd been watching black TV channels and he'd been watching, you know, lots of music channels. So he was always, you yes. know, interested, wasn't he?
Well, that's why he was loved by everyone. Because he knew that, you know, it took a bit of everything to make, you know, a great product. And, you know, who would ever have thought that he would have had Nile Rodgers produce his album, you know? The reason he chose Nile Rodgers is because at that time, everything Nile Rodgers touched was gold, didn't it? And he had his finger on the pulse at that time, you know? So he was very clever like that. I mean, how many other rock stars would have had Nile Rodgers, who pretty much was a soul man, have them produce his album?
What's one of your favourite Bowie tracks? What would you like to hear tonight?
Out of sound, you know that one?
Starman, yeah.
Starman, he was the Starman. I always remember, there's a saying, you know, when you're in a room, don't look at the stars, look at who the stars are looking at.
That's a good one.
That would be David Bowie. That would be Michael Jackson. That would be Freddie Mercury. That would be Stevie Wonder. You know, those are the people that the stars look at. These guys transcend stardom. You can't be a star if stars are worshipping you, you know? You're bigger than that. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that is so he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade, came back like a slow voice on a